Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Some of the world's most famous beaches are known for their unique sand. Earl McBride, professor of geological sciences at the University of Texas at Austin, reveals how one beach bears a historically significant fingerprint, but only if you look closely.
On June 6, 1944, Allied troops bombarded German fortifications along the shores of Normandy, France, during the D-Day invasion that was the turning point of World War II in Europe. Dane Pickard, professor of geology at the University of Utah, and I study sandstones, and when we travel, we routinely collect samples of modern sand to help us understand the composition of ancient rocks. In 1988, Pickard and I collected a sample of sand from Omaha Beach, the site of the fiercest fighting during the Normandy invasion. By then, the beach had long ago been picked clean of any visible reminders of the war, and it looked like a typical tourist beach. Back in the lab, we examined the sand with various microscopes and discovered, much to our surprise, that among the natural grains of quartz and other sand grains were 4% jagged bits of iron shrapnel and iron and glass beads, all the products of the explosions of various ordnance in the sand and in the air during the battle. The heat of the explosion was sufficient to melt some of the iron shrapnel and also some of the quartz grains in the beach sand. In spite of the abrasive action of waves and the corrosive effects of salt water on iron, shrapnel and iron and glass beads have survived 44 years after the battle, and almost certainly they survive today. However, corrosion and abrasion will eventually destroy these artifacts of the D-Day invasion, perhaps in less than a century, leaving only the memorials and monuments to recall the thousands of lives lost and the extent of devastation suffered by those directly engaged in World War II along this coast.
That was Earl McBride of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.